Ever since Caffeine Magazine ran this competition and invited roasters, young roasters, new roasters to the block, or whoever wanted to enter the competition to find out what the best espresso is, and I saw that Smoky Barn was amongst the top five, in fact it came fourth, I thought, you know what, I don't know Smoky Barn and I would love to try their espresso. And as fortune has it, I met Chris Queen, the head roaster, master roaster, owner of Smoky Barn at the London School of Coffee when I did the intermediate barista course. A wonderful chap, really. I mean, he's great. And yesterday, I received some Smoky Barn. I received the espresso blend, and it's the purple ribbon. And then Chris is also very excited about another coffee that he sent me, which is a Kenyan, how can I pronounce this name? I wish I spoke a bit of Kenyan. The Kenya Ndimaini, a double A. But today, it's in the morning, and I feel like testing this espresso. Now, it doesn't say much, only it says, you know, what kind of flavors, what can expect, and I kind of glanced over it because I don't really want to be influenced by it. But I wonder what beans are in there. I know there's a Yirgacheffe in there because that's a little bit in the description. But if he says blend, I wonder if there's any other beans in there. Now, I think I can recognize Ethiopian beans quite well. They're actually quite tiny, but very potent. They have so much flavor, so much juice, so much of the country itself in those beans. Of course, when they are perfectly roasted or perfectly harvested, but that goes without saying. We've got specialty coffee here, we've got Arabica beans, so I'm sure the farmers are doing their job. Then it's down to the roaster, and then it's down to the barista. Now, as per usual, I snip the bag open, I lay it out on a clean kitchen towel. I've done that with the Smoky Barn espresso blend, the purple ribbon. He's got lovely, actually, a lovely bag as well. It's a black bag and a lovely sticker on it with ribbons and with a roaster in the background. If you look carefully, you just know that that's a roaster or the image of a roaster. So I think he's got a topper roaster, if I'm not mistaken, that Chris works with. So coming back to that, so I inspected the beans and I can see that well, there are some that might not be Yirgacheffes. I know there's definitely the Yirgacheffe. It's got, and it's a washed process. The line in the middle is very defined, quite thick and white. That's really the indication of it being a washed processed coffee. Now, are there any other beans in there? I'll have to check with Chris. But there are some bigger ones in there as well, and some where I don't think they're washed. Because, again, that line in the middle, the flatter end of the bean, is not as white. So, but I've pulled a good shot, 18.5 gram, and it yielded just over 30 grams of fluid in 30 seconds. And putting my lips to it, already I've taken a sip already, it is a beautiful silky mouthfeel. Just gonna remember my refreshment. Then it's got this full zestiness coming through, the full fruits coming through, which you could expect of a Yirgacheffe. It's quite juicy. I would say it's kind of more grape-like, because, well, if you bite into a juicy grape, you've got more juice in there, and it just reminds me of that. But yeah, it's quite funky. It's quite beautiful. It's been roasted on the 29th of October. So today we're the 6th. That's perfect. Week off the roast. Might mature a little more, you never know. I'll monitor it over the next few days anyway. But here, as an espresso, I mean, I'm quite familiar now with the Yirgacheffes, and I just love them. I mean, I love Ethiopian coffees and the sweetness about them, the fruitiness, the juiciness. Really, really lovely. So yeah, Chris Queen has only been going about 2-3 years, I think he said, and well worth checking out. And again, I mean, so fortunate to meet people like that with such passion and such dedication to their craft. So Smoky Barn, definitely a coffee to remember, to try, to taste that, I'd encourage you to go on the website. You can obviously order coffee from Smoky Barn. It's smokybarn.co.uk. Very simple. Thanks, Chris. And I can't wait to monitor this over another few days. And then, of course, try the Kenyan as well. Before I go, I've just taken actually another sip of this Purple Ribbon Espresso Blend, and it's cooled down quite a bit. And I must say, there are far more fruits coming through now. It's kind of also denser in a way. The mouthfeel has, I don't know, it's just become kind of a deeper, richer fruit. It's definitely beautiful. I mean, it's something that, you know, when you drink, it stops you in your tracks and you go like, what's happening on my palate? What's happening in my mouth? It's just great. So again, I mean, I can only give you the thumbs up, Chris. Doing a wonderful job.